The small village of Makoriuk sits on the north side of Nunavik Island in the Bering Sea. The remote community often experiences harsh weather that prevents planes from coming or going, but this holiday season, the village got a special early visit from a certain famous North Pole resident. KYUK's Mark Earhart was on the island and has the story.
Reindeer can handle the cold, obviously. They live in the North Pole. But when Santa wants to make trips to see good boys and girls a little before Christmas Day, he elects to rest his trusty flying partners in favor of the next best thing. Black Hawk helicopters provided by the Alaska Army National Guard. It was quite a sight seeing Chris Kringle in a pilot's jumpsuit instead of his trusty red and white gear, flying out to Makoriuk to hand out his presents and take last-minute Christmas wishes. In the village, kids gather on the school's gym bleachers to sing songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in their native Chupigit. Once squarely on the ground, Santa and Mrs. Claus, masked in helmets, run into a back room to change, while elves and National Guard members set up in the gym.
What was it like coming over on a Black Hawk? A little bit different than the sleigh, huh?
A little bit different. Just as cold, though, I just want you to know. And I had a little bit of wind, just like when Santa takes me in the sleigh.
Santa was rather quiet, only mustering a few syllables while fiddling with his suit.
Ho, ho, ho.
He says it doesn't quite fit like it used to. Mrs. Claus says bringing presents, fruit, and ice cream to Makoriuk is something she and Santa felt they needed to do.
Sometimes they don't have any of this out here, so it's really nice for us to be able to come and bring something to them.
This trip is part of the Alaska Army National Guard's Operation Santa Claus. Put on originally by the Air Force, the operation has been a staple in remote Alaska villages around the holidays for 55 years. The gym is filled with neatly piled boxes wrapped in shiny paper, one for every child and a few extra just in case. Adjutant General Tom Katkus says the National Guard is more than happy to help Santa deliver presents.
So we're getting to smaller and smaller, more remote communities. And out here on Nunavik Island, it's kind of hard to get more remote than where we are today.
Katkus says using the helicopters allow them to get to places where weather usually limits planes. 30 miles off Alaska's west coast, Nunavik looks more like the surface of the moon with December's half-light peeking up from the frozen shore. This remote village is the last stop on Santa and the National Guard's statewide tour.
So we went to Vinatai first, then we went to Northway yesterday. It was minus 51 over in Northway yesterday. And then we were over at Amathlak also, just outside of Bethel. So we did four this year, and we got quite a bit of the range of Alaska from the Canadian border all the way out here to the west coast.
In the gym, kids line up to sit on Santa's lap to tell him exactly what they want for Christmas. Most here have only ever seen Santa on TV or read about him in books. Fifth grader Donovan Weston knows exactly what he wants.
BB gun, so I can go hunting with my dad.
Eighth grader Sunny Shavings wants a new iPod, though she's a little wary of old Chris Kringle.
He kind of freaks me out.
And why is that?
Because his beard looks fake and his beard looks real at the same time.
In Makoriuk, I'm Mark Earhart.